I really want people to be able to come into the space and be able to call it their own. You know, mm-hmm. if you need to come in, you want to come in and post up for the day and do your work, do your homework, take meetings, you know, or read a book. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere that we're trying to promote here.
They say it's lonely at the top, but it doesn't have to be. I've spent the last 8 years embedded in our local business landscape, and I've learned one thing. Facts only tell half the story. I'm Ann Donnelly. Join me for an intimate look at the minds of the innovators and leaders shaping our region. We aren't just talking business, we're talking legacy. From the North Country Media Network, Upstate New York's Voices of Authority, this is Building Success Stories.
I am here at Stinky's Coffee Co. in Moreau. This is Ryan McNaughton. Nice to meet you, Ryan.
So nice to meet you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, yeah, I mean, my name is Ryan McNaughton. I graduated from South Lynx Falls in 2005. Went on to go to ACC, did that. Played music in some bands for a few years and just tried to figure out what I wanted to do. Then I eventually took a real interest in coffee and I started drinking mattes and I was like, well, I want to make my own lattes. So I went out and I bought a cheap espresso machine, a little grinder, learned how to use that and eventually upgraded to more expensive home consumer unit, and I was like, well, this is great, but where these beans come from? So that I ate the bar roasting, and it took a little while, it took quite a few years for me to really work the courage up to actually buy a roaster. So I bought my first roaster back in 2021, and the rest is history. Formed the company, did a bunch of farmers markets, did stuff at SPAC. The goal was to always get to where we're at today, to create something that will live in a coffee shop, you know, of some form. And here we are.
So you're here, and this was a Suzuki dealership, or like it's been empty for I don't know how long.
Yeah. Years.
I've been living in the area for 8 years, but I think it's been empty much longer than that, offering.
Yeah. I'd say at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Brian McKenzie and Ben Alt.
Brian's bought this and they've been doing it up now, yep. But I saw that the Stinky's Coffee Co. was coming here.
Yeah, we were the first one to sign on. Mm-hmm. We came to check it out in July and just smell lovely. So this is, I can't do it. It's perfect. It's got parking. It's got access to a traffic light.
Yeah.
Crazy amount of traffic goes by every day.
Yeah. So. Yeah. You always know, like at certain times of the day, people going to and from the Northway X17, it's always like a line of cars.
Yeah.
Plus, you got people just driving down to Saratoga on 9 because this is 9, Route 9. So you're like, So it's a good spot to be.
Yeah.
So you're offering all the various types of coffees.
Yeah.
What's your specialty?
So, we're doing everything from espresso-based drinks, you know, lattes, cold brew. Going to be offering some really high-end pour-overs. So I got really nice Colombia Geisha coffee that I'm going to roast this week. Get that ready for the opening. So, in addition to that, we'll have seasonal lattes. If we're going to be doing a maple latte, of course, we're doing eggnog lattes, gingerbread latte. With all that, we're going to be doing our beautiful food menu as well.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. So what kind of food are you going to have? That would be exciting for me.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So our manager, Jack Hart, he's created a
just absolutely stunning food menu. So we're doing 4 different breakfast sandwiches and 4 different lunch sandwiches. All that, you know, everything could be put on gluten-free bread. We're purchasing gluten-free bread from Katie Bakes based out of Blunt Smalls. Sourcing as much as we can locally. We're using Backkill milk, Thomas's eggs. So, you know, it's we're trying to keep things as fresh and local as possible. We have Kevin Hawks from Hawks Nest.
Yeah. Oh, that's around his store too. Yeah.
He closed down his shop back in September, and he was one of my wholesale customers. And I asked him if he'd like to come on, join the team, be the baker here. And so we're doing homemade bagels, homemade breads, baked goods, everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
What hours are you expecting to be open?
So we're going to be open 7 days a week from 6 to 4 o'clock. The kitchen will be open at 7, from 7 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, because people don't drink coffee late. But I don't know. But it's like sometimes it'd be nice to have a place that's open later.
Yeah.
You know, coffee's not, you know, I'm getting older. So like for me, it's like, oh, wait, oh, it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Can't read.
Well, we're going to be offering teas. We have grab and go for other drinks. Chocolate milk, waters. We've got a... You know, primarily coffee, but we have a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So have you traveled at all to the countries where, like, beans are grown?
That's a great question. I want to. So there's a farm in Guatemala that I source a lot of my beans from. I plan to hopefully get there within the next couple of years. Mm-hmm. It's just... The quality of the bean that comes from that farm is just amazing. Mm-hmm. Max and his family are just, they seem like great people. I'd love to see where it comes, where everything comes from.
And you're roasting beans?
Yeah.
So here you're going to be doing that?
So we don't roast here, I'd say, but it is literally 2 minutes down the road from here. That's where my roastery is set up. Okay. So yeah, everything, every coffee that you buy here will be fresh roasted by yours truly, Stinky himself.
Stinky himself. How'd you get the nickname Stinky? Should I ask? Should I not ask that question?
So it was just a silly nickname that I got because I have a t-shirt that said Stinky's on it.
That happened.
And my friends started calling me that. And I was like, what am I going to name my company? And they're like, just call it Stinky. So I did it as a joke just to test it out when I went to a couple
it's
expos.
Memorable.
Yeah. And that's what everybody says. Yeah. Never forget it. So I went to a couple conferences and people really gravitated to the name. So it's like, well, I guess I got to own it. I'm Stinky now.
I really want people to be able to come into the space and be able to call it their own. You know, if you need to come in, you want to come in and post up for the day and do your work, do your homework, take meetings, you know, or read a book, you know, that's the kind of atmosphere that we're trying to promote here. You know, I want this to be a real community hub, you know, for everybody in the area. We don't really have anything like that in the town of Monroe.
Yeah. No, there isn't.
Yeah.
So it's starting to grow though. And I guess they're saying that like the new sewage line that's been put in here is like begging now for more development.
Yeah.
To come along. Yeah. But there's a lot of manufacturing type places, you know, and equipment and all that, but like to have like the nicer kind of places for people to stop and hang out.
Yeah, you know, I think it's gonna be fun to be able to interact with the community and just get their reaction and it's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm. And you've got this nice loft area out here, which has a sofa, nice chairs, and a coffee table. You've got counter space.
We got our murals that were created by local artist Hannah Mirror. Hannah, I keep calling her Hannah Mirror. Okay. Hannah Williams.
right? You should change your name to
Annual.
And Lori Flugs so that you can come and charge.
Yeah.
Charge up while you're here working.
Got a nice sofa for you to relax on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cozy.
Yeah. So that's great. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me and listening to the Building Success Stories podcast. We've explored a lot of facts today, but more importantly, we've gained insight into what truly motivates and inspires a leader. Subscribe to the show so you never miss a lesson from our region's most influential voices. And if you found value, the best way to support the local business community is to share this podcast with one other leader who needs that spark today. For more information on the North Country Media Network, visit northcountry.media. I'm Ann Donnelly. Keep learning, keep leading, and keep building your success story.